Hi, we're learning from Zohar for Everyone, Volume 5, portion Vayekhel. You can watch this lesson on KabD TV, and you can ask questions via the site.
And as usual, we'll make efforts to be together, and through our efforts to be together, that will influence us with the reforming light.
Aleph
heirs. One, heirs, which are Bina and Tum of each degree that fell into the lower one. Firmaments, which are the new Siyum that was made in each degree due to the ascent of Malchut to Bina, which is never cancelled and is fixed and existing even after the ascent of Malchut from Bina. Three, doors, which are a renewal of the door for the lower degree that was made in each degree with the ascent of Malchut to her Bina. Were it not for that, it would be impossible for a lower degree to ever rise to its superior, since a degree cannot rise above its level whatsoever. The breaching of the heirs does not mean that the heir was broken, but rather that the boundary over the heir, Bina and Tum of the upper one, which was made out of Malchut's ascent to the place of Bina, was broken through Malchut's descent from there to her place. It is so because then the heir rises above the firmament and obtains gar there. At that time, the breaching of the firmament was also made, since the firmament, the boundary from the new Siyum, which repelled Bina and Tum, the heir, into a lower degree, and detained them from returning to their degree, was breached by Malchut's descent to her place, and no longer detains Bina and Tum from rising and connecting to their degree. At that time, the opening of the doors was made for the lower degree, because through Malchut's descent to her place and the breaching of the firmament, Bina and Tum rise to their degree above the firmament, receiving the lower degree with them. It follows that a door was opened for the lower degree to rise to the upper one. This illumination, which lowers Malchut from the place of Bina and returns her to her place at the Siyum of the Ten Sefirot, comes from Sivug Absag Da'ak, which are Chub Da'ak, since the ascent of Malchut to Bina begins in Bina Da'ak, and the Ten Sefirot de Chochma Da'ak were not blemished at all, and Malchut is there in her place. Hence, when this Chochmah mates with Bina Da'ak, Malchut is repelled from Bina's place to her place, as well, and the illumination extends to Bina Da'atzilut, called Eke, from Bina Da'ak. From Bina Da'atzilut, the illumination extends to all the degrees of Abiyah, and they lower the Malchut from Bina in them to her place. This is why it is considered that the name Ekir governs the heir, meaning that the name removes the boundary from the heir by lowering the Malchut from Bina to her place. There are four general Prinot, Chub Tum or Chagat Tum in each world, where each Prina comprises ten Sefirot, and through the ascent of Malchut to the Bina of each Prina, Bina and Tum of each Prina fell to the degree below it. Hence, there are four heirs in each world, in which the three names Eke govern. Eke in the Avir of Chesed, Eke in the Avir of Gvura, and Eke in the Avir of Tiferet. In the Malchut that receives them, all of these three Eke rule her Avir together. Also, three times Eke are 12 letters, the 12-letter name that governs the Avir. It is said, at that time the letters that stand in the air, in the holy name of 12 letters, fly, meaning in the three names Eke. The name Eke governs the Avir to lower Malchut from Binah to her place and return the fallen Binah and Tum, which are called Avir, to their degree above the firmament. This is the name that Elijah would fly until he rose to heaven. Through Malchut's ascent to Binah, an opening for the lower one was made, so it could rise to the upper one, while the door was open at the time of Malchut's return to her place. Therefore, when Elijah wished to fly to heaven, Malchut of each degree rose to Binah of that degree, and Binah and Tum fell to the degree below it, and a firmament had been spread between them. It follows that each degree was doubled. 1. The degree itself. 2. Binah and Tum of the upper one, which fell and clothed in it. This was done in each degree of Abiyah, until Binah and Tum de Malchut d'Asiyah fell and went out from Malchut into this world, and Malchut d'Asiyah ended on her firmament, which is the new Siyum in the place of Binah. It was also doubled because Binah and Tum d'Yesod d'Asiyah fell and clothed in her degree. Similarly, Yesod d'Asiyah end in his firmament, and there is also Binah and Tum d'Hod d'Asiyah in it. Likewise, Netzach d'Asiyah was doubled through Binah d'Atzilut. For this reason, Elijah rose and clung to Binah and Tum that fell from Malchut d'Asiyah into this world, and equalized with them, clothing them until they became as his degree. Then the 12-letter name acted, lowering Malchut once more from the place of Binah de Malchut d'Asiyah to her place at the Siyum of her 10 Sfirot, and Binah and Tum rising to their degree as in the beginning, above the firmament of Malchut. And since Elijah was clinging to that Avir, Binah and Tum that rose, it follows that he raised Elijah with him, above the firmament of Malchut, because of the equivalence. And since he rose above the firmament of Malchut d'Asiyah, he met there the Avir of Yesod d'Asiyah, Binah and Tum of Yesod that fell there. And he clung to that Avir and clothed it as it was with him on a single degree. Afterwards, the 12-letter name acted, lowering the Malchut from Binah d'Yesod d'Asiyah to her place at the Siyum of the 10 Sfirot d'Yesod d'Asiyah, and then Binah and Tum. The Avir d'Yesod rose above the firmament of Yesod. And since Elijah had already clung to that Avir, it follows that Elijah rose with him above the firmament of Yesod d'Asiyah, because of the equivalence. And because he rose above the firmament of Yesod d'Asiyah, he met there the Avir d'Hod d'Asiyah, which are Binah and Tum d'Hod d'Asiyah that fell there. At that time he clung to that Avir and clothed in it, as it was with him in the same place. For this reason, afterwards, when the 12-letter name operated and returned Malchut at the Siyum of the 10 Sfirot d'Hod d'Asiyah, and the Avir, his Binah and Tum, returned to above the firmament of Hod d'Asiyah, also taking Elijah with them, who was clung to them. They raised him to the firmament of Hod Asiya because of the equivalence. And once he was already in the firmament of Hod Asiya, he met there the Avir of Netzach Asiya and clung to it. And when the 12-letter name operated and returned Malchut to her place, the Avir de Netzach rose above the firmament, raising Elijah with it, too, who clung to it. Once he was already in the firmament of Netzach, he met there the Avir of Tiferet, and so on until he rose with the Avir from above the firmament of Tiferet d'Asiya. Likewise, that Avir of each degree raised him to the degree above it, until the end of the degrees of Asiya, from there to Malchut d'Yetzirah, and from there to all the degrees of Yetzirah and Bria, until he rose to heaven, which is Zerampin d'Atzilut. Ovadiah said to Elijah, "And the Spirit of the Lord will carry you, since the Spirit of the Creator is Binah and Tum of the Upper One, which are called Ruach, or Avir, that have fallen into the degree of the Lower One." That Ruach actually carried him from degree to degree, through all the degrees, within the degrees, from the bottom of Asiya through Atzilut. It is said that these appointees who stand in the air were appointed to the four directions of the world. To the east, an appointee was appointed, standing in the air on that side, and his name is Gzadia. There are appointees in each Avir, in the four directions of the world, in Chugtum, in whose hands are the keys to evoke the 12-letter name to act and lower the Malchut from Binah to her place. The Zohar does not count the four directions in order, but mixes the order, because its way is to conceal the matters. However, the order of the four heirs is from below upwards, west, east, north and south, which are Malchut, Tiferet, including Nehi, Gvura and Chesed. The appointees do not raise the prayer from Avir to Avir and then from firmament to firmament, as is seemingly arranged in the Zohar. Rather, the heirs raise the prayer to the firmaments, each Avir to its firmament. It was said that the appointee in whose hands are the keys of the Avir, and all the other appointees rise with her through the firmament, and there he is given into the hands of another appointee to raise her up. In this way, first the prayer of the Avir rises to Malchut Asiya, to Binah and Tum, that fell from Malchut Asiya into this world. She is like the prayer itself, and since this Avir is equal with the prayer, they clung to one another as a single degree, and then the appointee, Zvuliel, who is there, evokes the 12-letter name, lowering the Malchut from Binah d'Asiya to her place. At that time, the Avir returns to its degree and ascends above the firmament of Asiya. And since the Avir has already equalized with the degree of the prayer, it takes with it the prayer above the firmament of Malchut d'Asiya.
And when the prayer has already come to the firmament of Asiya, it meets there the Avir de Yesod de Asiya that fell there. She also meets there the appointee Gzaldia, who governs the Avir of the East, Tiferet, which includes the Yesod as well, because it includes Nehi. The 12-letter name evokes that appointee and lowers the Malchut from Bina de Yesod to its Siyum, and then the Avir de Yesod rises to its degree to the firmament of Yesod. And because it has already equalized with the prayer in the same degree, it takes the prayer as well and raises her with it together above the firmament of Yesod. It is likewise in the Avir, in the firmament of Netzachod, and in the Avir and the firmament of Tiferet. So what do we see? The principle is simple. We see that Hab, the Elyon, the upper Hab, and then the lower bows to the upper, and that awakens the Gilgalta, and then they rise. And when they're in a higher degree, then it bows to the Gilgalta, the Naim, and to Elyon, and so it also bows to Gilgalta de Elyon. Because according to the nature, it's also from the Gilgalta de Elyon, and then it rises it even higher with the Hab de Elyon, the upper Hab, and through that you can rise to those Ahabs, the upper Ahabs that were below, up the ladder. That is the principle. That we see here, different names, it's always need to pay attention to the new degree each time. The each different appointee for each degree and degree. As it seems, and the principles are the principles. The important thing is to be in the equivalence of the form of the upper Ahab that suits your degree. In our degree, we have the upper Gilgalta, and we need to form it in the way that we annul. Like we were learning this morning, that if I make of myself a zero and I care just for the Creator, and not for myself, then in that way I adhere to the upper Ahab, and he can have me with him. Let's go onward. And we'll continue. When the prayer rose to the firmament of Tiferet, it meets there the Avir of the north, Bina and Tum de Gvura de Asiya that fell there, and equalizes with that Avir on the same degree. At that time, the appointee Petchia, who governs the north, evokes the 12-letter name and lowers Malchut from Bina to her place, and the Avir rises again to the firmament of Gvura, taking with it the prayer with which it equalized in degree during the fall. And when the prayer is in the firmament of Gvura, it meets there the Avir of the south, Bina and Tum of Chesed de Asiya, which fell into there, and clings to that Avir. At that time, the appointee Psagnia, who rules the Avir of the south, Chesed de Asiya, evokes the 12-letter name and lowers Malchut from Bina de Chesed de Asiya to her place. And the Avir of the south returns and rises to its degree to the sixth firmament, Chesed de Asiya, which is called south. And when the prayer is in the sixth firmament, it meets there the Avir that fell from the seventh firmament, which is Bina that includes Gar, and clings to that Avir. And when the 12-letter name lowers the Malchut from Bina of the seventh firmament to her place, the Avir returns to its degree, the seventh firmament, taking with it the prayer which is clung to it from the time of the falling. And when it is in the seventh firmament, it meets and clings to the Avir that fell from Malchut de Yetzirah. At that time, Sadalfon, the appointee over the whole of Asiyah, takes it and evokes the 12-letter name, lowering Malchut from Malchut de Yetzirah to its place. Then the Avir rises and returns to its place, the firmament of Malchut de Yetzirah, taking the prayer with him and raising it to the firmament of Malchut de Yetzirah. It is likewise in all seven palaces of Yetzirah and of Beria up to Atzilut. This explains the question, how can a prayer rise from the bottom of Asiyah to Atzilut if no degree can rise above its level? It is so because since it clung to the first Avir, which fell from Malchut de Asiyah to this world, that Avir carries it to the firmament of Malchut, and the Avir of Yesod de Asiyah to the firmament of Yesod, etc. Thus, the heirs, plural of heir, avir, to which the prayer rose and clung, carried it and raised it to Malchut de Atzilut, as it is written, and the Spirit of the Lord will carry you. 132. Rav, is it okay? Yes.
What is avir? What is avir?
It's the upper tanin that you need to adhere to, and then it raises you up.
Tanin de Elyon is a chab de Elyon?
Yeah, it's the upper chab.
What is his name, Men Yud Bet?
These names are talking. This wild letter name and all the names. Well, how can you say it? And it's simply. The 12 letter name. Yud Bet. It's the strength of the Hap that rises the soul. From place to place, that from degree to degree, it's the different strength of the Hab. And it's annulled. It's expressed, annulled in a number. 132. To the south, Chesed. There is an appointee, Psagnia, who governs Delvir on that side, and several other appointees and ministers are there with him. The keys of Delvir on that side were given to him, and all who are in trouble pray a prayer to their master out of their plight, out of the shattering of the heart. If the utterance is as it should be, it rises to the Avir on the side, and that appointee accepts it and kisses it. When he kisses it, he starts and says, the Creator will have mercy on you and will be filled with mercy for you. 133. All the holy appointees and all the ministers that are on that side rise with him. The letters of the holy name, Ekye, fly, meaning its 12-letter name, which are four letters, Aleph, Ke, Yud, Ke, to each side, which crown and govern that side of the Avir. They rise on that side of the Avir up to the firmament of the south, Chesed, the sixth firmament, up to the appointee of the firmament that governs the south side, since there is another appointee in the firmament of the south, and his name is Anpiel. 134. To the north, Gvura, there is an appointee, Petria, who governs the Avir, and with him are several appointed ministers who govern the Avir, and all those who pray prayers for enemies who are sorry for them. When the uttering of a prayer rises to the Avir, if he is righteous, the appointee accepts it and kisses it. 135. At that time, a spirit awakens, coming out of the deep on the north. That spirit calls upon all the heirs, and they all take that utterance and raise it up to the firmament of the north, the fifth firmament, kiss it, and start and say, your Lord will make your enemy fall before you. After the appointee over the Avir accepts the prayer and kisses it, meaning that it clung to the degree of the Avir and the appointee. Davir awakens out of the deep in the north. The Siyum, the end, that Malchut made in Bina is called deep, from the word Tohu, void or chaos, through the 12-letter name Malchut, descended from Bina de Kvura de Asiya to her place. And then the veil that fell into the dinim of that deep awakens to rise to the firmament of Kvura, raising with it all the degrees that were clung to it during the fall to the firmament of Kvura. Because of the equivalence. This is why it was said that that spirit calls upon all the heirs, meaning all the degrees, that were clung to this avir and who had the level of avir. They all take that utterance and raise it up to the firmament, meaning that all the degrees clung to the avir of the north that rises to the firmament of the north, taking with them the prayer as well, which was clung to them, and raising it to the fifth firmament. Here begins the order of the ascent of the prayer. The prayer goes and rises, breaching the veil that fell from Malchut de Asiya into this world, until they rise with it to the first firmament, the firmament of Malchut de Asiya. The prayer ascends and reaches the appointee of the west, Malchut, where there are 9 doors, in which several appointed ministers stand, and over them the appointee, Zvulel. There are 9 doors in the 10 Sfirot of Malchut, and not 10. For because Malchut in Malchut is Midat Hadin, quality of judgment, she is included in Yesod de Malchut. Therefore, Yesod and Malchut have only 1 door, and they are 9 doors. Yet, on all the sides, there is a special appointee over the Avir, and a special appointee over the firmament. 1. On the east, the appointee over the Avir is Gzaldia, and the name of the appointee over the firmament, Tiferet, the 4th one is Shamshiel. 2. On the south, the appointee over the Avir is Psagnia, and the appointee over the firmament is Anpiel. 3. On the north, the appointee over the Avir is Petachia, and the appointee over the firmament is Gadriel. 4. In Malchut, there is one appointee over the Avir and a firmament together, Zvuliel. Because of Malchut's ascent to Bina, Bina and Tum departed from all the degrees and fell to the degree below it, descending to the level of Avir, but not the whole level of Bina fell. Only half of it, her Zat, so that Keter Chochmah and half of Bina remained in the degree. And half of Bina and Tum fell from her and became Avir. This is why 2 appointees were appointed. 1 in the upper half of the degree, which remained in the degree above the firmament, and 1 appointee in the lower half of the degree, which departed from the degree and became Avir. But the degree of Malchut from which all bottom 9 fell to the degree below her, at the time of Malchut's ascent to Bina, only the Ketel remained in her degree, remaining as a point under the Yesod, even that point which remained is ascribed more to Yesod than to Malchut. Hence, there is only Avir in her, and she is all Avir, except for her Keter. This is why there is only 1 appointee in her for both. 137. Zvuliel wishes to operate in the firmament in the daytime, but he was not given permission until the light of the moon rises at night At that time, he brings out all those armies and appointees. And when the day rises, they all rise through a single door out of those nine doors. The uppermost door, the point of Ketel that remained in the degree, under which the firmament stands. And when the prayer rises, it enters the uppermost door, and all the ministers and all the appointees come out through that door, with Zvuliel, the high appointee, over them. There is no other appointee there. Rather, Zvuliel, the appointee over the veil, is the appointee also over the upper door, above this firmament of Malchut Asiya, and they all come out, kiss her, and reach the second firmament, Yesod Asiya, along with her. Malchut is the left line, Chochmah without Chasadim. For this reason, when she rules, there is no light but darkness, since Chochmah does not shine without Chasadim. It is written, she rises while it is still night, meaning that the time of her rising, meaning ruling, is at night. It was said that Zvuliel wishes to operate in the firmament in the daytime, but he was not given permission because when Malchut rules, it is night, and not day, until the light of the moon rises, until the night. This is so because at night, all bottom nine of Malchut govern, and armies and appointees that govern by the power of the left extend from them. And when the day rises, Malchut descends from Bina to her place, although the bottom nine are unblemished. This is so because Malchut had already descended from the firmament that restricted them into Avir. Yet they have no governance in their place, but they rather need to rise from the firmament and above, to the uppermost door, Ketel, where they are included in the right, in Chesedim. And prayer goes and rises with them due to the equivalence with them that it has obtained while they were below the firmament. And when the prayer rises above the firmament of Malchut, it meets the avir of the second firmament there, which fell into there. Afterwards, after Malchut's descent from Bina de Yesod de Asiya to her place, the avir rises and climbs to the firmament of Yesod, taking with it all the armies and appointees, and the prayer that became attached to it during the fall, raising them to the firmament of Yesod. It was said that they all came out and kissed her, reaching the second firmament, Yesod de Asiya, along with her. Yes.
What is that quality of being appointees in each degree?
It's forces, general forces of the degree. It's not. There's nothing other than what we're learning. There's Chochmah and Chasadim, our lights. The desire to receive is the material. And the Masach and the reforming light are the corruption. Everything else is what's trying to explain to us in what degree is the desire to receive and under what tzimtzum, restrictions and from the reforming light. That's it. There's nothing more than that. But in order to explain the force of the degree, of the degrees, they give all of these names, just as it is in our world.
Ra'item betach.
You saw, surely, shapes, a connection of different elements, that foundations of nature, yes? Means oxygen and proteins and metals. How many are there? There's 120 more. And when you see them all connected with their lines and in different shapes, also of bodies and in proteins, and you see how many connections they have. Elements are simple elements. Respectively, and if you go even deeper, you see that pluses and minuses and electrons and protons. But there, construction is what's important, what puts them together, and that's the same here. The names, these descriptions, and these weights, recipes of, these connections between the Sfirot. So they gave these names. It's nothing else. But to talk now about the names, it would, we need to start to feel it. The qualities, their qualities. It'll come. More?
Next week, we're going to be starting the law case. What is the purpose of this? How can we support this?
What greater wants it does, and of course, it's to progress us forward. That's of course. There's always the same direction, one direction towards the correction. There are actions that are small and actions that are larger, that are more influential, less influential, and a person needs to go into these actions with none else besides him. Just to keep going forward as much as possible to be adhered to the Creator.
How can we do this as one society? What can each person do?
There's none else beside him, is what we do. That's it. I go there and I disseminate in any way possible because there's none else beside him.
There are some people there that are actually representing us, and there's the whole, all of the society can't be there. Those that can't, that aren't actually participating, how can we actually help them?
We'll talk about it on Friday. That's not for right now. Please continue.
When the prayer arises to the firmament of Yesod, the 12 gates of the firmament open, and on the 12th gate stands Anael, the appointee over several armies and several camps. When the prayer rises, this appointee stands and declares over all those doors, saying, "Open the gates." Then all the gates open, and the prayer enters through all those gates. This is so because there are 12 boundaries of the diagonal in Tiferet, Chuk Tum, in each of which are 3 lines Chagat, which are 12. Also, all that there is in Tiferet is also in Yesod, and they are called 12 gates. 139. At that time, an old appointee awakens, Azrael Saba, standing on the south side. Sometimes he is called Mechaniel, because he was appointed over 600,000 camps. All of them are winged, having camps filled with eyes. And with them are those camps that are with ears. They are called ears because they listen to all those who pray their prayer in secret, with the will of the heart, when none other hears the prayer. This prayer rises, and all those who are called with ears listen to it. There is a special disclosure from the upper chesed in Yesod, extending from the right line in Binah. This is why the appointee over this chesed is called Azriel Saba, since Chub are called old. He has appointed over 600,000 camps, because 600 extend to him from Chagat Nahi de Binah, whose digits are hundreds, and the thousand is illumination of Chochmah that each consists of it. This is why they are 600,000. Gad Tfuna are called ears, in which Hasadim illuminate, and not Chochmah. Vak de Tfuna are called eyes, in which the Chochmah illuminates, and this is why it draws these two Bchinot from Bina. It is known that a twisted degree was established in the ears, to hear good and bad. A twisted degree means a diagonal, where Malchut and Bina, the two spirits, west and north, were included in one another and became a diagonal. This is a mixture and a mitigation of Midat Adin with Midat Rachamim. This is why those who are rewarded are heard well, meaning that their prayer is accepted in Midat Rachamim in the diagonal, while those who are not rewarded are heard poorly, meaning that his prayer is accepted in Midat Adin. 140. If a prayer is heard by a person's ears, there is no one who will accept it above, and others will no longer accept it from the one who heard it first. This is why one needs to keep from people hearing the prayer, since the uttering of the prayer unites with Zerampin in the upper world, and the utterance of the upper world need not be heard. 141. One who is reading in the Book of Torah, one reads and the other is silent. If two read in the Torah, they diminish the faith above, because with one voice and speech, everything is one. But two voices and two speeches are a deficiency and a flaw in the faith, Malchut. Rather, it should be one voice and speech as it should be, so that the voice, Zerampin, and the speech, Malchut, will be one. The prayer should be in speaking without a sound, so that a man's ear will not hear it. 1. This is because the Malchut, from which people are extended, consists of two points. Malchut of Midat Adin, which is unfit to receive light, and Malchut that is corrected in Binah, Midat HaRachamim, which is fit for receiving light. So is the man who is mingled with these two points. If he is rewarded, then Midat Adin is concealed, and Midat HaRachamim is revealed, and he is fit to receive the upper light. If he is not rewarded, Midat Adin appears in him, and all the lights depart from him. For this reason, the upper ear was established in a twisted degree, to receive the prayer of a righteous person who was rewarded with his Midat Adin being concealed, so that the ear of the listener would not evoke Midat Adin that is hidden in the words of the prayer. Therefore, if another person hears the prayer before it rises up, then that person evokes Midat Adin that is hidden in the words of the prayer, and then it can no longer be heard above, for it is not worthy of receiving abundance. 2. The speaking of the prayer is Malchut. One who prays should be a Merkava for Malchut. Hence, the prayer should rise and be included in the upper Malchut, which is called speech. At that time, Malchut unites with Zerampin, who is called voice, and the prayer is accepted, receiving the abundance from Zerampin. Therefore, it is forbidden to kindle a man's voice during prayer, so that the upper voice, Zerampin, will be in it, since the speech rises to Malchut and unites with Zerampin through the Malchut, receiving a voice that is mitigated from Zerampin. Then the prayer is fit for reception of the abundance, and the speech of the upper world need not be heard through a man's voice. Likewise, one who reads in the Torah should be a Merkava for Zerampin, which is called Torah. The voice of the reader is instead of the voice of Zerampin. Hence, it is forbidden to sound another voice with it, the voice of a person who is mingled with Midat Adin. And if two are reading in the Torah, they diminish the faith above, because the man's voice blemishes the voice of the one who is reading in the Torah, and the Malchut of above is unfit to receive abundance from Zerampin, since with one voice and speech, everything is one, meaning that it causes above that the voice, Zerampin, and the speech, Malchut, mate in a single zivug. And if a man's voice and speech connect to it, it blemishes this zivug. 142. The name of that appointee is Azriel Saba. When the prayer rises secretly, all those 600,000 camps, all those with eyes and all those with ears, come out and kiss that word of the prayer that rises. As it is written, the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, and his ears are toward their cry. The eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, are those with eyes below, the angels in the firmament of Yesod Asiyah. It is so because there are those with eyes above in Gar, since eyes are Chochmah. But those eyes are the eyes of Yesod, which is why it is written, the eyes of the Lord are toward the righteous, since Yesod is called righteous, and his ears are toward their cry, are those with ears. 143. The third firmament is Netzach Hod De'Asiyah. A prayer rises and reaches that firmament. The appointee, Gedaria, is there, and with him are several ministers and several appointees. He works three times during the day, at the time of the journeying of the three lines above in Atzilut, opposite a scepter of light that comes out, rising and falling, and not standing in one place. Its aim is to extend the illumination of Chochmah on the left, called a scepter of light, since the word consists of two, Shar Vit, where Shar is vision, and Vit is seeing, as in looking. Also, illumination of Chochmah is called seeing. This is a scepter that travels three times and is concealed because the Chochmah appears only during the journeying of three lines in three places. Holam, Shuruk, Chirik. She is concealed as soon as the journey is through. When the prayer, the middle line that carries the Masach de Chirik, rises, the scepter, meaning illumination of the left, comes down and bows before that prayer. That is, it lowers its head, meaning that its gar is raised. This is so because the middle line diminishes the left line from Gar through the Masach de Chirik. And the third firmament, Netzach V'Hod De'Asiyah, is called the firmament of the scepter, since the scepter operates in it.
. 144. When a prayer arises, after he has bowed to the prayer, that appointee struck the strong, illuminating rock that stands in the middle of the firmament with a scepter. And out of the rock come 375 armies that were hidden there since the day the Torah came down to earth. They insisted on refusing and detaining the Torah from descending to earth, so the Creator rebuked them, and they went into that rock. They do not come out of there except when the prayer rises. Then they start and say, the Lord our God, how mighty is your name in all the earth. This is the prayer that is called mighty, because it rises above all those firmaments, and then they bow to it. Those angels that complained about the Torah, the middle line, so it would not extend to the earth, to Malchut, and to the world's Bia, were drawn from the left line. They wished that the dominion in Malchut and Bia would be of the left, and not of the middle line, Torah, which diminishes Gar from the illumination of the left. This is why it was said they insisted on refusing and detaining the Torah from descending to earth, Malchut, which also includes Bia. But the Creator, the middle line, rebuked them and forced them to receive the illumination of the middle line and disappear. Then they disappeared inside the strong, illuminating rock in the middle of the firmament by the force of the Din in the middle line. They do not come out from there except when the prayer rises, because the prayer rises up only upon the awakening of the left line, Bina and Tum, which fell to the lower one and returned above the firmament, becoming the left line, which take the prayer with them, which was clung to them during their fall. For this reason, at that time the appointee receives the scepter, which is the illumination of the left. Thus, during the ascent of the prayer, the illumination of the left comes out to his dominion. And when he struck with a scepter the strong, illuminating rock in the middle of the firmament, 375 armies come out of the rock, awakening and receiving the illumination of the left from the scepter. At that time they start and say, "The Lord our God, how mighty is your name in all the earth. The prayer that rises above all the firmaments is great, because it includes within it Masach Dehirik of the middle line, which diminishes the left line from Gar by force. For this reason, at that time, they bow to her, lowering their heads and not extending from Gar of illumination of Chochmah, but only from Vak. They are called 375 armies, as it is written, but for Cain and for his offering he had no regard, since his offering was from those 375 armies that the Creator rebuked, and that disappeared in the rock and their faces fell. This is why Cain's countenance fell as well. 145. Henceforth, the prayer is crowned in the upper crowns and rises to the fourth firmament, Tiferet. Then the sun, Tiferet, comes out in his degrees, and Shamshiel, the upper appointee, comes out. Then 365 upper camps rise with him into that firmament, and they are called the days of the sun, since they are degrees that extend from the sun, Tiferet, and all crown the prayer in crowns in the heaven of the Garden of Eden. 146. The prayer is delayed there in order to cling to the avir of Kvua in the degrees that are there. It is so because in the previous firmaments, Nehi, she did not need to detain, so because they are included in Tiferet, until all the camps rise with her to the fifth firmament, Vura. There is an appointee there, Gadriel, who owns the wars of the rest of the nations, since Vura is the left line to which the nations cling. When the prayer rises, carrying within it the masach of the middle line, which diminishes the left line from Gar, he and all his camps shake, and their power breaks. They come out, bow, lower their heads, their Gar, and crown that prayer. 147. They rise with her until they reach the sixth firmament. Chesed. Again. 147. They rise with her until they reach the sixth firmament. Chesed. Then several armies and several camps come out, receiving that prayer until they reach 70 gates, Chagat Nehim, each of which consists of 10. Since Chesed includes all the Zat, where Anpiel, the upper appointee, stands and crowns the prayer in 70 crowns. 148. And when the prayer is crowned with all those crowns, all the soldiers of all the firmaments that have accompanied the prayer from firmament to firmament thus far, join and rise the prayer to the seventh firmament, Bina, who includes Gar, and the prayer enters there. Sandalphon, the respected high minister in whose hands are all the keys of his master, admits the prayer into the seven palaces of Yetzirah. 149. These seven palaces are palaces of the king, meaning seven palaces of Malchut de Atzilut, where the King Zeranpin mates. Also, when that prayer is crowned with all those crowns, when it rises there, it connects Zeranpin and Malchut together to be crowned above, so that all will be as one as it should be. And the name of the Creator, Malchut, will be crowned on all the sides, above and below, to be one with Zeranpin. Then it is written, blessings on the head of the righteous, for Yesod, who is called righteous, imparts blessings in Malchut. 150. Happy is a man who knows how to set up his prayer properly. In his prayer, in which the Creator is crowned, he waits until all the prayers of Israel have concluded, ascending, and are included in the complete prayer, and then all is as perfect as it should be above and below. Thank you.